WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, ready to dive deep into something truly fascinating. Today we're talking about attachment styles and how they hugely impact our relationships, especially when it comes to intimacy. Ever feel like you crave connection but struggle with vulnerability? You know that feeling when you're hesitant to let someone really close, even if you want to? Well, guess what? Your attachment style might be playing a part in that. It's not your fault, and understanding it can literally unlock a whole new level of intimacy. Get ready to unpack some serious relationship wisdom, because things are about to get real. Let's start with the basics. Attachment styles are like blueprints for how we relate to others, developed early in life through our interactions with caregivers. They shape our expectations, behaviors, and even our emotional responses in relationships. Think of it as a pattern you learn, maybe one that served you well back then, but might need a little tweaking now. So what are the big takeaways? First up, awareness is key. Recognizing your attachment style if you're anxious, avoidant, or fearful, avoidant is the first step towards growth. Once you know your style, you can start to understand those pesky relationship patterns that keep popping up, like overthinking, seeking constant reassurance, or pulling back when things get too close. It's all about gaining that self-awareness, becoming an observer of your own actions and reactions. Second, remember this. Your attachment style doesn't define you. It's just a starting point, a framework that can be challenged and changed over time. Think of it like learning a new language with effort and practice. You can expand your vocabulary and express yourself in more fulfilling ways. Third, communication is everything. When it comes to intimacy, being open and honest with your partner about your needs and fears is crucial. Share those vulnerabilities, even if it feels scary at first. Trust me, true intimacy blossoms when we create a safe space for open-hearted conversation. Fourth, prioritize self-soothing techniques. Ever feel that anxious energy creeping in? Take a deep breath, go for a walk, practice mindfulness, whatever helps you calm your inner critic and build emotional resilience. It's about learning to navigate those tough feelings independently, creating a sense of security within yourself. And lastly, remember that intimacy isn't just about romantic relationships. It applies to friendships, family connections, and even our relationship with ourselves. Cultivating secure attachment in all areas of life creates a ripple effect of positive change. Okay, let's bring this real world. Imagine you're on a date with someone you really like. You're having a blast, but then the conversation turns to something personal, maybe past relationships or future goals. Suddenly, you feel that familiar tightness in your chest, those doubts creeping in. This could be your attachment style kicking in. Your anxious side might be overthinking everything, while your avoidant side might want to steer clear of anything too revealing. This is where awareness comes into play. Recognizing these feelings and choosing how you respond makes all the difference. Instead of shutting down or spiraling into anxiety, try taking a moment to breathe, acknowledge your emotions, and communicate openly with your date. Sharing your vulnerability can actually deepen the connection and create a more authentic experience. So remember, understanding your attachment style isn't about labeling yourself or becoming stuck in old patterns. It's about gaining valuable insights that empower you to build healthier, more fulfilling relationships both with others and with yourself. Ready to put this knowledge into action? Start by reflecting on your past relationships. What patterns do you notice? How have those patterns affected you? And what are some small steps you can take today to foster deeper intimacy in your life? Share your thoughts in the comments below, because let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. See you all tomorrow for another dose of relationship wisdom. Keep shining, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.